Hey friend, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. If you know about me, you know that in college I started off as a math major. I really love numbers. And so today, just a little hint, today is episode 2300. Isn't that a nice round number? I cannot believe that we're on episode 2300. What a crazy thing. So welcome to the podcast, and today we're reading from Mark chapter 11. We will finish it up verses 15 through 33 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. They came to Jerusalem, and Jesus entered into the temple and began to throw out those who sold and those who bought in the temple, and overthrew the money changers' tables and the seats of those who sold the doves. He would not allow anyone to carry a container through the temple. He taught, saying them, "Isn't it written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,'" from Isaiah 56:7. "But you have made it a den of robbers," from Jeremiah 7:11. The chief priests and the scribes heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because of all the multitude was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away from the roots. Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. For most certainly I tell you, whoever may tell this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is happening, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I tell you, all things, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your transgressions." They came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him, and they began saying to him, "By what authority do you do these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I'll tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me." They reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we should say from heaven, he will say, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' If we should say from men," they feared the people, for all held John to be really be a prophet. They answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, as I look at this, what stood out to me today in reading this story was, first of all, about prayer and not having doubt in our hearts and believing that it is already answered. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of faith to believe. And I think of a couple instances in my life, two in particular, of things I'm praying for. And Lord, for a long time, I couldn't see you answering those prayers. For whatever reason, my mind couldn't conceive of them, but I see it now. And so, Lord, help us as we pray those prayers for lost ones to come back to you, that we see that reconciliation in the future, that we, not that that causes it to happen or anything like that, but just that we can believe you, that you're big enough to do those kinds of things. The other thing that struck me was this importance of forgiving others, because we have been forgiven so much. You have forgiven everything of us. And the older I get, the more I realize just how much you've forgiven me. And I realize how messed up I am and how often I sin and how beautifully you forgive and how much grace you offer to me. You have given it to me abundantly, and you're asking me to give it to others abundantly as well. And so as I'm praying and I'm standing here in my office, I choose to forgive some of those people in my life that I've had a hard time forgiving. I'm just going to do it again right now. I choose to forgive the person I'm thinking of right now. I set them free and ask you would bless them and bring them closer to you. I think of another person and I forgive them, and I ask that you would lead them closer to you, to know you, to really bow the knee before you, and help me to be free of bitterness against those two people I just prayed about. And Lord, I pray that for my friend today too, that they would choose again to forgive and that you would eradicate any bitterness. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by deeperstill.org, and they are a ministry helping people work through past abortion situations. They on their website, they ask this: are you experiencing the effects of an abortion wounded heart? They've created a short 12-question self-assessment to help you determine if you are suffering in silence from a past abortion. The assessment is 100% anonymous. They don't collect your name or your email address, and it's completely for you. So you can find that assessment on deeperstill.org. They've said this: you've been forgiven, now it's time to be healed. God can bring healing to you in a variety of ways, but we have found retreat settings are the most conducive venue to help you go to deep places of healing in a short amount of time. So you can go to deeperstill.org/retreats to find out more, and those retreats are free. deeperstill.org. Thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.